going on. Oh, it's Father's Day Sunday. You remember that, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Don't forget to all this confusion, Father's Day. Macy's, okay? This is how you save yourself. Macy's. You know what? Gandhi brought up a very good point about asking your dad, hey, what do you want for Father's Day? What do they usually say?
These guys are so difficult. They all say, I don't know. Yeah. I don't really want anything. Nothing. So then it's like, okay, well, then you get socks. That's what you're going to get.
Well, actually, there's some really good socks on Macy's.com that Nate wanted. So.
Okay, well, Nate could be a father. We don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, but you go to like someone like Scotty B.
Yeah.
Scotty B. Hey, so what do you want for Father's Day? And his answer is...
peace. Or just peace. Surprise me. I don't know.
Okay, this is why Macy's comes to the rescue. If you go to Macy's.com, they have the gift guide.
Yeah.
You can choose what kind of dad you have, how old he is, you know, how much you want to spend. They'll spit out like a ton of stuff you can get for your dad. And you can punch it in and you can pick it up at the store or just go to Macy's, you know? I don't know, there's lots of stuff in here. Any thoughts about what you can get for Macy's?
I just went to like the gift guide, and you can get like if you want to spend 25 and under, 50 and under, 100 and under, you can actually click on the links. And then there's these cool categories like if your dad's into activities and fitness, or if your dad more lounges around, or if your dad's a techie guy. Like there's all categories to help you out.
Lounge dad. You know what? Nate brought up the fact, and this is perfect. This is not, it doesn't mean you're lazy. It means you are smart. You work smart. They have pre-wrapped gifts.
Yes, wrapped and ready gifts.
Yeah.
Wrapped and ready.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? This is genius.
Yeah. This is funny.
Ready to go.
Can't even
exactly.
Yep.
So do that. Head into Macy's. There's a big sale going on. I mean, it's the Father's Day sale till Sunday, the day of your dad's day. You like on your way over for a late lunch with dad, drop by Macy's.
You can get him some wrapped and ready Mundandes.
Exactly. Mundandes, wrapped and ready. Up to 40% off men's polos from Calvin Klein, Lacoste, and also 45% off watches. For your dad, the grills, 50% off Viking cutlery and cutting boards. It's all happening Macy's till Sunday. Take advantage of it because Macy's is here to save the day. We love you, Macy's. Danielle, let's go. You got lots going on.
Yes. All right. So since we're talking about the New York Knicks, longtime New York Knicks fan Ben Stiller, he is making a documentary about the team. He said, I've been shooting some stuff on my phone, but it's going to be all about all the eras of the Knicks. It's a multi-part documentary, and he has the support of the NBA, HBO, and the movie studio A24. And the project actually goes back to the 90s Knicks that almost won the NBA title to this season's champion. So that's a long run that he's going to be covering. And I think he's even going to like shoot some more stuff. So he's very excited about that. If you are a fan of K-pop Demon Hunters, 1 year ago on June 20th is when the movie came out. So a couple of days from now. And to celebrate its first anniversary, Netflix arranged outdoor screenings for this weekend. Some of the places you can watch Saturday, June 20th is Brooklyn, New York, San Diego, San Francisco, Atlanta. I guess you can Google it and find out where you can go, and they are free screening, so that's pretty cool. And it'd be fun to go and watch. Ed Sheeran may be taking some time off soon. He does this every now and then after he does a big project or a big tour. He wants to spend more time at home, and it makes sense. So while he was on stage in Arizona, he said, you may not see me again for a while. I'm going to take some time off after this tour, and I'm going to focus on being a dad. This is going to be my last time here in a while. So there you go. And his tour is currently set to end in December, so he still has got some more stuff going on before he stops for a little bit. So Los Angeles County's Superior Court judge granted Sabrina Carpenter a permanent restraining order against 31-year-old William Applegate. He visited her home dozens of times, including 3 straight days last month. Now, yesterday in court, Applegate tried to explain to the judge why he and Sabrina are supposed to be together. Oh, he said, we are part of a classified military government program to save the world. Carpenter and I...
Here's your answer. Hello.
He said, Carpenter and I being together as soon as possible is essential. I'm the center. I'm the key to this entire process.
There.
That seems reasonable.
So, you know what? You look for answers and you get them and you're not satisfied.
I guess
there's
not.
There's your answer.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about World Cup going down. Obviously, it's still here. Iraq What did they do when they were leaving the locker room? A simple message on the board. Thank you, Boston. They wrote a little note. So that's so sweet. I love little notes and little things that they do that just to show their appreciation of all these hosting cities for them. Also, I told you about Zovinia, right? The 40-year-old soccer goalie from Cape Verde. His social media went from 50,000 to now 13.3 million when they played Spain and he didn't let them score. And I told you his mom was having a hard time coming here because she couldn't afford her visa. Well, guess what? She's coming. They're making sure. They have now waived the visa fees and travel plans were made so she can attend his next match in Miami on Sunday. So she is going to be there to see her boy play. I love that. And how funny is this? Norwegian soccer fans are bringing Viking energy to Boston. So there's a video taken at Boston South Station showing dozens of Norway fans riding up an escalator while doing a synchronized Viking row, with some of them wearing Viking helmets and wrapped in the Norwegian flags. They are bringing the fun to Boston. Today, what are we... Oh, by the way, all 48 teams have now played a game for World Cup, so that's cool. And today, we continue with four games. We've got Watch What Happens Live. You also have the series premiere of I Will Find You over on Netflix with Sam Worthington, and that is my Danielle report.
Yes, it was. Beautiful, Danielle. Standing O. Standing O.
Did you guys see that they're running out of beer in Boston?
Yes, in Boston. They're running out of beer.
How does one run out of beer?
Well, apparently the Scotland fans and a lot of the other fans are just heading into the pubs and drinking everything in sight.
But the good thing is they're bringing so much money to the places that they go because they're selling out. I mean, think about the money that these towns are making. And they were at Fenway Park for the Red Sox game, and then they were also, the Scotland fans, at Yankee Stadium singing We've Got McGinn, Super John McGinn, so loud.
I love it.
Bringing the best energy, and it's fabulous.
You know what, all the many reasons to love World Cup and how it's taking over the world, especially now it's taking off here. Look at the list of all the great things it brings to the table. I mean, excitement, sport, global interest, learning about other cultures, and drinking more beer.
Yeah.
I mean, hello.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. So we're, less than an hour. When are Brian and Bailey Littrell coming in?
About 90 minutes.
You know, this story is great. We wanted to share this with you. Ed, I don't know if you're a fan of American Idol, but Bailey Littrell, Brian Littrell's son, was on American Idol. He didn't make it all the way through. But he's got a voice, and he writes his own music. What's it like growing up with Brian Littrell from the Backstreet Boys as your dad, going onto the tour bus with Backstreet Boys, growing up backstage, learning about music and recording? That's the life he knows. And so he decided to follow in his dad's footsteps. Questions we have to ask Brian, like, did you tell your son don't do this? Bad idea?
Seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
A life of music and screaming girls and lots of money. You don't want to do that.
Nah. Why would you do that?
Think about what you want to talk to Bailey Littrell about. We're going to play some of his music. He's coming up in about an hour and a half. Stay with us all morning.
Ha ha. Laugh funny. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
It was good then, and it's better now. For over 40 years, Pedigree has been bringing out the good in dogs. Every bowl delivers 100% complete adult nutrition, supporting 6 health essentials for your dog. That's the Pedigree Goodness Promise.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Might say hi, and I might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you, baby.
Yeah.
Nothing on you,
nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you. I know you feel where I'm coming from, regardless of the things in my past that I've done. Most of it really was for the hell of the fun. On a carousel, so around I spun. Just trying to get some, trying to chase skirts, living in the summer sun. And so I lost more than I had ever won. And honestly, I ended up with none.
So much nonsense is on my conscience. I'm thinking maybe I should get it out. And I don't want to sound redundant, but I was wondering if there was something that you want to know. But never mind that, we should let it go.
just let go. Go, 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 go. Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
They might say hi, and I might say hey.
Mr. Fantastic, stop. Now think about it.
I've been to London, I've been to Paris, even where they're in Tokyo. Back home down in Georgia, to New Orleans, but you always did the show. And just like that, girl, you got it froze. Like a Nintendo 64. If you never knew, well, now you know. No, 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 no. Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted.
Whether a bus or a plane, or a car or a train, no other girls on my brain, and you the one to blame.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
They might say hi, and I might say hey. You shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Yeah.
And that's just how we do it. And I'm gonna let this ride. B.O.B. and Bruno Mars.
C100.
T-Pain. Young Jock.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, she snapped.
Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain, you know me. Convict music, never boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chances of you rolling with me? Back to the crib, show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'ma buy you a drink.
Ooh, I'ma take you home with me.
We in the bed like, ooh, 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 ooh.
tell me how you feel, mama, tell me what you see. A certified dime piece, dessert Louis 1-3. 150 a shot, 3 for you and 3 for me. I'm checking your body language, I love the conversation. And when you lick your lips, I get a tingling sensation. Now we're both back tipsy, you say in the mood. All I need is about an hour, better yet, maybe two. Let me take you where I live, Ferrari switch gears. When I whisper in your ear, your legs hit the chandelier. Passion fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'ma let T-Pain sing it so he can make it clear.
Getting bored. being slow, Snoopy in the hooky. System overload, I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust to my burst them up. Floss them up, toss them up, harder work, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s, back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back, get the trick, jump the track. Want my money back, time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it up. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Show.
It is definitely Nick's day here in New York City, getting ready for the big parade, and we've got our own Garrett downtown. We're going to check in with him in a second. Hey, we got to send a special shout out to some friends of ours, Bucky's Pizza in Chatham, New Jersey. Do you remember that first day that Dom and his team brought Bucky's pizza to us? Remember how we were just blown?
Yeah, it was so amazing. Good.
Blown away.
It became Diamond's favorite.
Yeah, you know what? I think if I survive a Nick's day, I'm going to get it down to Chatham and get me a nice pie today. Anyway, so Dom, congratulations. Dave Portnoy showed up at Bucky's and gave them an 8.5, which for Dave Portnoy, that's huge. He loved it. So Bucky's, we're so proud of you. And we know your story. We know where you came from. Dom lost his job. He was unemployed. And that was a sign from his grandfather, Bucky, to go start this pizza business. They started in trucks. Now they have their store. And Bucky's amazing. Congratulations.
I love that.
How fantastic is that? All right. It is Nick's day. Let's go downtown. Oh, let's do three things from Gandhi. I hit the wrong button. Here we go. Oh, there it is. Let's go downtown to Garrett, who was the smart one and got in there before a lot of people. But a lot of people were already there when you got there, right, Garrett? I mean, how many people are you looking at right now, and where are you? Garrett.
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 Unmute yourself, Garrett.
Garrett, you're muted. Okay, well, this is going well.
We maybe lost the connection.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Really?
Could be that many people.
I wonder if it's going to get to that point, though. You know when you're in a really big crowd and you can't use your phone because everyone else is? I wonder
of course
if that's about to happen.
All right, well, that was great. Thanks for checking it in, Garrett. All right, we'll just listen to the next song. Well, that wasn't any fun. I was ready. We sounded like a real network.
Yeah.
We
did.
Now, live from the streets. Nothing.
What if he's, like, just not paying attention? He's, like, fooling around.
Nate's trying to get him old school on the cell phone.
Okay. Yeah, we have this special Comrex box.
Yeah. That's what he took down there?
Yeah, he took a brick down there.
Oh.
They call them bricks. It's a brick for Comrex not to throw through a window, Garrett.
Right.
Yeah, the brick is what we use at our houses and stuff. When you go to out of town, Danielle's got a brick in her basement.
I do.
Yep.
Those work.
They do.
Anyway, okay, we'll check in with him in a second. I was reading in the New York Post today about the do's and don'ts about going to a parade, especially the Knicks parade today. There are things you cannot bring, and they will be checking. You'll be screened. Bags. Yeah, bag. You can't take a bag. Glass or metal water bottles. Do not bring weapons, they say.
Really?
Like a baseball bat is considered a weapon.
What? These are the obvious
Why
ones.
Why would you bring that?
I mean, we've seen weirder. You know?
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? Do not bring your pet. That's the worst idea ever. No. You're laughing. There are people who are nuts. You know, let's bring little Fluffy down to the parade. Do not do that. Do not bring umbrellas, even though there is a chance of a passing shower or two. Do not bring umbrellas. And the rain's going to be good because that will wash away all the urine.
Oh, God.
Don't bring coolers. Don't bring strollers. Don't bring bikes or scooters. Plastic water bottles will be allowed. Viewing pens will be open at 6 a.m. They're
viewing
open.
Viewing pens. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, you're going to be penned up like a corralled animal.
Exactly.
They're saying show up. You, if you're not there right now, you're probably not going to get close. They've closed down some of the zones already.
God.
People are flying in. This one guy dyed his hair orange and flew in from California, arrived late last night, and he's going to be there for the parade. He's flying home. So if you're wondering where 4 million people are coming from, they're coming from all around the world.
That is wild. This is going to be crazier than New Year's Eve, than really anything that ever happens in the city. This is the biggest thing, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Wow.
It's huge. Look, I live downtown, so I know that cell service is already crappy down there. So right now, Nate's having trouble calling Garrett. So you may be, depending on who your carrier is, you may be having trouble getting into someone who is down there right now. I don't know. So we'll check with him in a minute. The parade kicks off at 10, but it sounds like the parade started hours ago. So there you go. And do expect a shower or two. So there you go. It's like Christmas to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Christmas in downtown Manhattan. Any other thoughts about the parade today? Yes. Scary.
Yeah, well, for the people that came in at 4 or 5 in the morning, you figure parade time is 10 o'clock. Some of these people will have been drinking in the bars for like 6 hours. So this is going to be St. Patrick's Day times 100, if you think about that. And then, of course, those streets are very narrow and old down there. So, that's not the... Because, again, St. Patrick's Day is in Midtown. Oh, here comes Garrett.
Hello, hello.
Oh,
Garrett.
What is... Is that thunder and lightning? What is that? Hello, Gary.
Excitement of a million and a half Nick fans ready for a parade.
Oh, my God. Garrett, you're like the Kool-Aid man. Just jump to the wall, man. We've been trying to get you. Are you having connection problems? The whole world is down there, probably.
Delay.
Oh. Delay.
Hello?
Wait for it.
Is there a delay?
Well,
at least we know he's alive.
Yeah. I like that he just beams in out of nowhere, right in the middle.
He just burst through.
Well, that was really just a breakthrough like that.
That was so funny.
Here we go. This is the only show in media that actually has more fun when things F up than we do when it's perfect. We don't want perfection.
No.
Not at all.
I'm back.
Garrett, you need to get it together, man. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. We're all good. We're good to go.
All right. Yeah, apparently there's a lot of cell problems down there today. So where are you? What do you see? Tell us before it cuts off.
Right now, I'm on Barclay and Broadway, right on the parade route. Awesome spot. A lot of Knicks fans. Hey, guys, who's here for the Knicks? They're still waking up, Elvis.
Okay, by the way, that is the dumbest question someone asked today. God, Garrett, really.
Award-winning reporting.
Back to all you right, in so, the studio.
Now what do you see? Take us there.
So... really letting people in. They're doing security. Okay. People are there, so I understand why people are in pain, but for everybody, obviously, a lot of excitement.
I heard the word
ready
security.
Dancing all down South for South Korea.
All right.
How you doing, Elvin?
He's interviewing people. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Now we hear you, Garrett. This is going really well.
Hilarious. Oh my God!
All right. Well, thank you for checking in, Garrett. Everyone.
GNN, the Garrett News Network. Back.
Wow.
All
right.
That was awesome. Okay. Well, thank you, Scary. You can turn it off. Right. This reminds me. One day there was an awful traffic jam at the George Washington Bridge, so they had a reporter out there from Channel 4 or whatever, going up to people in the car stuck in traffic. The question was, hey, so do you dislike this traffic?
Yeah. I'm like,
what a stupid question.
How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, what kind of award are you getting for that?
No, that's like the people who go up to someone after they lose a game and go, yeah, you know, how are you feeling right now? Like, what are you going to say? Like, I feel fantastic. You know, I feel like
great.
Crap. You know the answer.
Oh,
come on.
God.
You know the answer.
All right. Well, there you go. Continuing coverage of the big parade.
Oh, my God.
Break in.
We've got reporters on the scene. We'll check back in with Garrett in a few minutes.
Oh, wait, he's back.
Oh,
my God.
He's Garrett. Back. Oh, there's Garrett. Hi, Garrett.
So, I'm back.
I'm going to ask you again. What do you see? Take us there.
We have tons and tons of Knick jerseys. Elvis, I brought you a Jason Brunson shirt off the street.
Jalen Brunson.
No, but this is Jason.
Yeah.
It's a Jason Brunson.
No, that's not what they're selling on the streets today.
That's awesome.
That's it. Jason Brunson shirts are going for a lot of money. All right. So are you talking to people? Or are you hearing what they have to say? I mean, what are they saying? All right, we'll get back to that in a minute. We'll check.
It's going so well.
I can only take so much excitement at once. Let's get into three things we need to know from Gandhi. Gandhi, is your microphone working? Testing.
I think so. Hello. Mic check 1, 2.
All right, what's going on? Three things.
All right, well, tornadoes hit parts of the Midwest. Several funnels were reported last night across Iowa and Illinois, including one that caused several injuries. Charleston, Illinois declared a state of emergency after a confirmed tornado rolled through town about 6:40 p.m. local time, knocking down trees and power lines and blocking roadways. The extent of the damage is still unclear. A bit south of that, emergency officials said a tornado ripped through homes and farms over a 10-mile span, causing injuries there. Thankfully, none of them life-threatening. Thousands in the region have been left without power. We are expecting to see some rainy weather in the Northeast for the next couple days as well. President Trump is indicating that the 60-day timeline to negotiate with Iran is not a hard deadline to reach an agreement. According to the text of the Memorandum of Understanding, the U.S. and Iran committed to negotiating and achieving the final deal in a maximum 60 days extended with mutual consent. However, when asked by reporters on Wednesday if 60 days marked a final deadline, the president said, "No, I don't view it as hard," and said, "Just as long as they're behaving, I really don't care that much." And finally, GLP-1 weight loss drugs that are growing in popularity, like Ozempic and Wegovy, could have another positive effect.
They keep adding to the list.
Yes, they do keep adding to the list. I feel like every day we hear a positive or a negative, mm-hmm. but today we've got a positive, and a new study out of Rutgers University found that people taking GLP-1 medication were less prone to impulsive behavior and violence.
Whoa.
Right. Oh,
well, that's no fun. Can they get rid of that?
You want them to be amped up? They're saying that one factor could be the reduction in alcohol consumption that is seen among GLP-1 users. So it's really changing. Yeah, a lot of different things.
Maybe I'm taking the wrong one.
Might be.
Switch it up.
I'm violent and I'm thirsty.
And those are your three things.
By the way, Engineer Jeff, in a memo, told us this equipment that Garrett is using downtown today, this broadcast equipment, and I quote, will give us the best quality signal and should work just fine.
Nailed it, Jeff. Nailed it.
I'm loving it. All right, we'll check back with Garrett in a moment, maybe.
I tell you what, though, folks, that's bloody nice.
Yo!
Oh, yeah.
Best time of the day.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Wow, so many important things happened downtown Manhattan. You know, today, it's a beautiful, great day of celebration. But also, 25 years ago, September 11th, 25th anniversary this year, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation continuing to honor America's heroes from 9/11, which all kicked off here in New York City downtown. Anyway, through this commitment from Tunnel to Towers, the foundation created Veterans Villages, and they are such a great concept. They stand as this beacon of hope for those who've sacrificed everything for our nation. What they do is they're committing to helping veterans achieve stability and independence, providing safe housing for them and personalized services tailored to their needs. And within each of these Veterans Villages, residents find support and dignity and the sense of belonging among others who truly understand the meaning of service and sacrifice, and we owe them that plus more. With multiple Veterans Villages completed and more in development across the country, it's Tunnel to Towers and its supporters that believe no veteran should ever be left behind and make them happen. Through the Homeless Veteran Program, Veterans Villages, and the National Case Management Network, the foundation's provided housing and supportive services to more than 17,000 veterans nationwide. We can help them help them. Know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's donate $11 each. They'll do it monthly. They'll take it out of your account monthly or your charge plate, as they say. Donate $11 monthly, and you can amplify your impact with a car or land or whatever you have. But let's start with $11 a month. Go to T2T.org and donate today. It's T2T.org.
Your man on the road, he doing promo. You said keep our business on the low, low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Found out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know.
I only called you when it's half past, but the only time that I be by your side. I only love it when you touch me, now feel me when I'm the, that's a real me when I'm the, that's a real me, yeah. I'ma let you know and keep it simple. Trying to keep it up don't seem so simple. I just, before I saw you, and you gon' have to do it at my tempo. Always try to send me off to rehab. Started feeling like it's decaf. I'm just trying to live life for the moment. And all this wanna realize.
I only call you when it's half past. But the only time that I be by your side. I only love it when you touch me, not feel me when I'm the, that's a real me when I'm the, that's a real me, yeah.
Set on our free iHeartRadio app.
C100.
Nah, come on.
I'ma get sloshed in bed. I know it's gonna make you wet. But What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do?
Garrett, what do you have for us today?
So, Amy wants to play a phone tap on her dad, Robert. Now, dad thinks Amy's been working at a summer job for the last few weeks, so she thought, hey, now would be a good time to play a phone tap on him. Why don't we call dad as the principal from summer school saying, hey, your daughter hasn't been attending summer school. Where is she?
Oh, God. All right, let's see what happens.
Hello?
The phone tap.
Hi, I'm looking for Robert Flaudner.
Speaking.
Hi, my name is George Feeney. I am one of the assistant principals at Zero Academy.
Yep.
We haven't seen Amy, so we just wanted to make sure that you guys are okay. She's okay.
You said you haven't seen Amy?
Yes. She was supposed to report about 3 weeks ago. We haven't seen her, and we're just wondering if she would like to attend senior year this coming year.
She's not going to summer school. She's working.
She did fail biology, causing her to go to summer school this year in order to...
She didn't tell me that she failed any classes. She said that everything was fine.
Oh, boy. Wow. All right. Most importantly, she's okay, though, right?
Yeah, everything's... Well, she's not going to be okay after I talk to her, from what I'm telling you right now. Hey, shut up over there. What she's telling her right now is that she was working and then nothing was a problem with school. Like, you know, is there any way she can make this up? Is she just... failed already? Or
the final is coming up within the next week, and I mean, she can take it, but...
no sense of responsibility, man. Put that down. I'll do it later. I'm coming back. Let me take care of this phone call.
Sir, I see that you're busy, and, you know, your daughter's education is just as important to me right now, so do you believe that she'll be here, or...
Oh, she'll be there. She'll be there.
Great. So, we will see you bright and early tomorrow.
She'll be there if I have to drive her there myself.
All right, Amy, I just hung up on him.
Oh, my God.
Right. Let's call your dad back in, like, a couple minutes and just act like you have no idea what's going on.
I can do a three-way call. I'll do a three-way call from my phone. You can hear it.
Do that, and I'll just sit back and record it from here, okay?
Okay.
When you're failing, what is going on?
Dad, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. How are you going to tell me not to worry about it? How are you going to tell me, what, are you going to fail out of school? You're supposed to be the smart one here. You want to work construction with me? Is that what you want to do? What the hell are you doing with yourself?
Wait, hold on 1 second.
God, what do you mean, hold on 1 second? I don't want to hold on. Why are you not going to school? Why are you going to summer school? You didn't tell me you had summer school. You didn't tell me you were failing. You know what I'm talking about. I just had a call from your principal. They calling me, telling me that you're supposed to be there and you're not. I didn't know you were supposed to be there in the first place. Damn it. Like, what the hell are you doing with your life? I wish you could come down here to the site with me and bust a couple rocks, two by fours around, see how you're feeling about it. I'm knee deep in shit all day to provide you something. You're supposed to be the smart one, and you're not going to school. You know, and now here you are just shitting it away.
Wait 1 second. Wait. I'm going to try those in a 7.5 and an 8 both, okay?
What the are you doing, Amy? Who are you talking to? You're shopping. You're shopping and failing school. Where the hell does this money come from, huh? What are you doing?
I borrowed some money from your wallet.
You're stealing money from me.
Robert.
Who is this?
Robert, my name's Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. What? And you just got phone tapped by your daughter, though.
I got phone tapped?
Yeah. What? Yeah, you're on the radio.
Guys, I'm sorry, man. I got phone tapped. My daughter. With me.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, it's Gary Jones. I really hit my stride taking GLP-1s and striking that perfect balance between enjoying my social life, which includes a considerable amount of eating out socially with my friends and family, and getting full and stopping where I need to. It's true, I'm taking home more leftovers than ever, eating less, and saving money in the process. And I owe it all to the team at Orderly Meds. Since day one, they told me this is how it was going to go. And they were right. I'm losing weight gradually and steadily and at a much more feasible rate than I was on those other diets and programs. Now I don't have to starve myself or keep myself from eating certain foods because it wasn't on the plan. And I'm hoping that at the pace I'm going, along with bringing in some healthy exercise a few times a week, that I can keep this going and sustain it long term. TeleMed doctors and intake specialists were right there to walk me through the process and continue to be there on text and on the phone whenever I need them if I ever have any questions. If you're thinking about going in the GLP-1 direction, I recommend Orderly Meds. Find out what you're eligible for at orderlymeds.com/radio. In minutes, you'll have answers from real medical professionals. Just remember, eligibility is determined by a licensed provider and you should consult your own doctor. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/radio. That's orderlymeds.com/radio.
You know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on. Later on. Kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. See you when I get home. When I get home.
Baby, I know that you like me. You're my future wifey. Soulja Boy, tell them, yeah, you can be my bunny. I can be your Clyde, you can be my wife. Text me, call me, I need you in my life. Yeah, all that, every day I need ya. And every time I see ya, my feelings get deeper. I miss ya, I miss ya. I really wanna kiss ya, but I can't.
She said I can't, 999-812. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue.
Nothing of it, roses by the dozen, talking on the phone. Baby, you so sexy, your voice is so lovely. I love your complexion. I miss ya, I miss ya, I miss ya. I really wanna kiss you, but I can't.
She said I can't, 999-812. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now. So baby, kiss me through the phone.
Feel with regret at the end of the night. I always find
Hundred Morning Show.
I got 100 guns, 100 clips. I'm from New York, New York. I got a that spits next time if you talk, Utah. I got 100 guns, 100 clips. I'm from New York, New York. I got a that spits next time if you talk, Utah. And I know. Punani vagina, your monologues getting tired. Now it's time to ride and print this. You buy, you no longer desire. So take off them silly chains, put back on your wire. I'm on fire, highly dipped in octane. Let East Coast bang, let West Coast bang. And rule gon' bring the ghetto gospel to every hood possible. Pushing through in the sky blue, back with the guard you now. Preferably the 4 pound slugs flying at the speed of sound. Trying to catch the ears of just running their mouths. I might get my brook. To run in your house. I don't really understand what the running's about, but we hunters, we take pride in airing our prey out, leaving them laid out dead and just for sport, cause we ain't playing up here in New York.
I got 100 guns, 100 clips. I'm from New York, New York. And you could tell the way the homies spit that I'm from New York, New York. I got 100 ways to make a grip. Yes, I'm from New York, New York. And you could tell I get real ignorant. I'm from New York, New York. And this is how we do. I can see the f*** in your nose. This ain't a movie either. He got his head blown on the globe. And I was just about to find God. But now that Mace is back, I think I'd much rather find a Minogue. And everybody talking crazy how the AK sit. But we don't disinvestigate and they ain't sprit. Not me, I'm a truth homie. Got the industry shook like nine. Joe gon' let him loose on me. True story, I'm bringing the team back. Even Roy Jones was forced to lean back. Dre said grind cook. Now we killing them hard. Then I must have found Punch Rhyme Book. Got the top of the Phantom. And the pinky got bling like the ring around Saturn. Cut, cut, crack, theme for that. And you already know the X's where the team be at.
I got